What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another Blue Dream Music Group podcast. I want to remind you all again, if you haven't already taken the time to check out Where's Hidden's new EP, it's called Purple by Where's Hidden, and it's on all streaming platforms. So go ahead and do that and just continue to share his story, because we want to honor him and respect him in the best way, because losing him was just such a terrible, terrible loss for us all. We do plan to release one of his music videos that's on the EP. It's called How Do I, in June 2023, so this upcoming month. So make sure that you follow us on IG. It's at Blue Dream MG, so it's at BLUEDREAMMG, just to stay up to date with all the updates and things like that. And of course, we do plan to do a few more videos as well. But in the meantime, we do have the How Do I music video coming out in June, so be on the lookout for that. And we're about to get into our comedy portion of the show, but I do want to remind you all how we do comedy here at Blue Dream Music Group. Everything here is completely raw, completely unfiltered, and it might even blow your mind. So pay attention. Isn't it funny that everyone thinks that they know everything about everything? Whether it's your dating life or daily routine, for some reason, everybody thinks that they're an expert. And people like to listen to all the bullshit that people are putting out on their YouTube videos, their podcasts, and any other type of way that they think that they can gain influence. But for me, why should I take advice from a girl who has a really large following that has her asshole open for display on social media? And why should men take advice from other men that don't know anything about a successful relationship? And I don't necessarily know what happened between 2010 and now, because it's like, the more followers that a person has, the more likely other people are going to watch them and mimic everything they do. And that kind of thinking is a huge reason why this generation is completely fucked. And people give really fucked up dating advice. Today, there is an entire community of men called the Red Pillers. And although they do have some good advice, there are many ideologies in the Red Pill movement that are incredibly toxic for a man's brain, because we all know when it comes to influencing a man's decisions, his dick is going to win over his brain almost every single time. And I think that a man's dick brain was the reason why the whole Red Pill movement came about in the first place, because they let their dicks think for them. And they create all of these ideologies based on what the dick wants and not necessarily what the man needs. Because having four wives might be buns and games at first, but wait till another 50 years, then you have four old wives. Then what are you gonna do? Are you really that equipped to take care of four women like that for the rest of your life? Well, for me, I don't really know, because I'm not a man, but that sounds really fucking stressful. And for that, I think that it should be a man's duty and obligation to tell his little thing to sit, boy. Think about the consequences of their actions and what it could look like years and years from now. And some of these women are to blame, but overall, these men out here should be making a better impression. Now, I do agree that feminism has had some detrimental effects on this day of society, but that doesn't make it right for men to treat women like they're dumpster diving. Because nowadays, these men treat women like trash, and it's like they're going from dumpster to dumpster, picking out all the shit that they want And it's like they're not trying to create anything beautiful because they're only just interested in picking up the trash, throwing it away, and picking it up again and throwing it away. In the red pill movement, it's like these men are collecting all of this ass and all of these bodies. They put it all on display and brag to their homies about another ass that they collected like it's a trophy. Hey guys, I just picked up another ass, and guess what? She's black this time. You know, I need my variety. You know, I need my flavor. You know, the last time, the ass was a little bit too salty, but this time, it was a little bit more sweet and cushiony. And for women, if they do the same thing, they are nothing more than trash, and they are nothing but for the streets. Could you imagine women talking about sex as if they're flavor and variety? Because would you imagine all of the abuse a woman would get if she said, well, the last time the flavor I had was salty dick, but today it was chocolate dick surprise. And the red pillers love to argue the fact that they need sexual variety to live an incredible and wonderful life. But that kind of dick brain thinking is the reason why most men fail in life. Because, well, you do know that's how babies are made, right? And they say stuff like, oh, well, I can just have babies with a bunch of women, but you don't think that will affect the kids in some sort of way? They're like, well, oh, the women can take care of the kids, but you red pillers talk so much crap about women in general, so why would you want a woman raising your kid? And a single and crazy woman at that. A deranged and wild woman with the fattest ass you've ever seen. A psycho blonde baddie with a murderous ass coming to get you. Because do y'all really believe that women want to be with a man that has multiple women anyway? Do you think that's a life goal that a woman's parents explain to them when they're a child and say, hey, make sure that you date a fucking hoe? Because apparently men can't be sluts. They're slut makers. And if he drives a nice car and owns expensive things, that he doesn't even have to have a character or a personality. Which is a huge lie that the dick brain has told all the men around the world. Of course, a good man could bring a lot to the table, but I think that one good woman in your life is far better and much easier than trying to maintain a relationship with multiple women. And you should be very mindful of all the women that agree with the whole red pill lifestyle, because I don't actually think those are real women. Because any real woman that's out there trying to find a good relationship with a man is not gonna tell him to sleep around with other women all because he has more money. So those women aren't real women. They're actually AI, artificial intelligent robots that are coming down to kill all the men and take over humanity. They disguise themselves as beautiful young women that will do anything that the man wants and lets them walk over and disrespect and let them say and do anything at any moment. They're coming to suck your soul with the whole red pill lifestyle, because do you really know what life would be like if all the men in the world really did that? If all the men in the world decided to just go red pill and say, fuck it, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna fuck all the women, we're gonna do anything we want, we're gonna beat them up, we're gonna throw them away, we're gonna buy nice fancy cars, and we're gonna do crypto. And we're never gonna cry, and we're never gonna have any emotion, and we're gonna make love to our blow-up dolls every single day, and we're gonna give birth to half-human, half-robot
babies. And we're going to run away from all of our responsibilities because we have all the money in the world to do so. And the whole family thing, fuck the whole family thing. Because you're the man, and who needs a fucking family when you're the man and you can do anything in the world that you want to do at any given time with no discipline. Nobody really explained to all the red pillars, if you fuck that many women, your dick might just fall off. And when you see that little dick dying on the floor, screaming for life, are you going to be angry at all those women that you fucked? Or are you too much of an alpha man to see that you lack in discipline? Because the whole red pill movement doesn't really hold men accountable for their actions. It's like eating food all day and expecting yourself not to get fat. Because men that agree with the whole red pill thing don't really understand women. They only understand how to get a piece of ass. And we all know that collecting ass-sickles might be all buns and games at first, but will it really make a man happy? Is ass collection a really sustainable hobby for all the men in society today? Because the older they get, the less options they have unless they have the money to do so, which I guess that's all the red pillars really think that matters anyway, money and ass. I think red pillars might be badly damaged men that have been hurt before in terrible relationships, and they try to take it out on the rest of the women in society. But do they ever consider the fact that the reason why their relationships might have failed in the past is because they were emotionally unavailable? And isn't it hilarious that all men want virgins, but they don't mind slutting them out any chance that they get, because if a girl goes 3 months knowing a dude and doesn't fuck him, then he's gonna leave her. And this, my friends, is where the divide is between men and women. Because women are emotional people, and sex is an emotional thing for most women. So are the red pillars really just trying to mess with women's emotions? Do the red pillars want to breed an entire society of emotionally unhinged women? Because I feel like the whole red pill movement is a complete genocide of all the men in humanity. And that little piece of ass can cost you your entire life. Because the red pill movement will only breed women that are using their asses to plot against all the men, and using their God-given ass to empty out all the money in their bank account. Because as I said before, any woman that agrees with the red pill movement is not a real woman, and she's actually an AI alien, and she's coming to fuck shit up. Because most women don't like other women like that sharing their man, unless, of course, she's a robot. Evil robots that are here to laser off a male's genitalia. So if you want to keep your little pee-pee for the rest of your life, I strongly suggest that you don't follow the whole red pill movement to a T. Because if your dick is dying and laying on the floor, you really can't take back all the consequences of your actions of the red pill lifestyle. So be smart and save your little pee-pee. Because you only get one dick for life. And that concludes our comedy section for this week's Blue Dream Music Group podcast. And for the next part of the show, we're going to play music from our artists at Blue Dream Music Group. I hope you enjoy.
as fuck. Patek wrist glow, let me cut my wrist flow. Bad bitch like the pose,
bad bitch like the pose.
Baby poison, let me go. My games just can't get too close. I've been out on the road, better back in all these shows.
Yeah, and one,
get that and then some.
Make a heartbeat to the sound of the drum.
Can't trust no bitch, can't get in my phone.
Loki, watch it feel slowly. Let it drip to me, can't get her love for free.
Like Fawcett, guess who bought it? Bitch, I'm a boss. Rick Ross, and fuck with the kid, nigga, better take caution. Stone Cold, fuck with Steve Austin. Look at my wrist, it's frosty.
Fuck that bitch, she lost
it. Missing your love, guessing it's Harley.
Hold on, just wait. Don't go away, this can't stay.
Take these thoughts away.
Hold on, just wait. Don't go away, this can't stay.
Take these thoughts away.
Pop up in the cut with them bands, now they miss me. See a lot of hoes, see me, now they wanna kiss me. Yeah, dumb bitch, carry on. I don't know what you been on. All these bands, you can't get none.
All in the car, they play my song. Stupid ass bitch, you can leave me alone. I don't even want these little niggas on song.
Tell them to get back, don't touch my phone.
Tell stupid ass bitch, don't call my phone.
High as fuck, in my zone.
Tryna let it go.
That's what a nigga get, he was tryna be bold. 4-5 shots, we'll watch a bitch fold.
Oh, I see when you hit my phone right,
I'm finna get your tone right.
Make you feel
love.
Just like got her at the nut. Yellow shorty, bad as fuck.
Thank you. Looking, get a call through, yeah. From my private, I've been trying to call you, yeah.